Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Robert Rob.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ask Rob and Rob, the show where you get your questions in and we give you answers. And you know what? We're pumped up for this episode. We can't wait to get into those questions. But before we do, let's remind you of what makes us so happy, your questions. And how can you make us happy? Well, by leaving us a question. And here is the process.
Yeah, so simple. Just call 013 808 0035. That's 013 808 0035. Or go over to propertyhub.net/ask. You can, via either of those methods, leave us a voicemail and, in the fullness of time, get your question answered, just like we're about to right now for Dragos.
Hi, Rob and Rob. My name is Dragos. I've had an offer accepted on a one-bed flat next to the bombed-out church in Liverpool, and later found out from two declining lenders that the building is predominantly made of investment units with limited demand for owner occupation. I'm quoting now. This is my first investment, and I would really love your thoughts. The property also comes tenanted, and I want to self-manage. If I could get a second question, what would you do or ask as a precaution? Thanks for everything you do, and keep up the great content.
Thank you for your question, and I know that area well. I obviously don't know what development you're talking about, but I do know the area. And it's a great area, central Liverpool, close to Bold Street, great location. So as an investment area, it seems strong. So that's the good news. But the challenging part, as you've discovered, is that there are a lot of investors in the particular block that you own and you're struggling to get lending. Now, it would be easy just to say, well, move on then if you can't get a lender. But actually, if you think it's a good investment and it's in a good area, which we've established it is, and you put the effort into finding that investment, then it might be worth pursuing. Because most city centres have a mix of investors and owner-occupiers. And actually, in many city centre blocks, and actually the majority, you do have more investors than owner-occupiers, certainly outside the capital. And Liverpool is absolutely that way, Manchester's that way, and many other cities as well. So this is not an unusual case point that you've raised here. What I would be inclined to do is speak to another broker. Now, if you're not using a broker already, this is where you've gone wrong. Because you are investing for your first time, you really want to work with an expert. And actually, Rob and I still use mortgage brokers today, even though we've been in this for way over a decade now. So it's worth paying that money. But don't just pay any broker. Pay a broker that's an expert when it comes to property investment. I'm sure all brokers will claim they're experts, but you want to work with a broker where the majority of their business is buy to let. And you can ask your broker just outright, what is the majority of your business, owner occupiers or buy to let? If it is owner occupiers, which the majority of mortgage brokers are in that boat and do specialize in that area more than investment, then consider using someone else. They just don't understand the market well enough to be able to get you into the right product. Now, there are some blocks out there that you cannot get a mortgage in, but they are few and far between. And it's not just because there's investors in there. There's normally a stack of reasons why you can't get lending. So just for the fact that there's investors in there, that for me isn't enough of a reason for not being able to get lending. So if you've got the energy and the drive and you want to push on, then speak to another broker. Or if you kind of had enough of this one and you feel like you can find another good investment, then look on. But you don't have to give up on it if you don't want to.
All right, let's move on to our second question. This is a very interesting one from Sal.
Hi, Robin. Sal from London. I love the show. I've been listening for a few years. My question is, with all the advancements in technology and blockchains and NFTs, what are your thoughts on investing in digital property? I have a portfolio of real properties, but now the idea is to start adding to that portfolio with digital assets. Any thoughts on this, and how do you see that market developing? Will there be a digital property ombudsman? I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Thank you.
God, it's 2022. We're living in the future. We're talking about digital property. I feel so old. It's funny, Rob and I were talking about this morning. We're talking about NFTs and all the hype around them and everything else. And we're sort of saying, like, we get it, but we don't get it. I don't think that's an unreasonable position. I think an important thing to remember about all of this is it's extremely new. It's very, 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 very early. Personally, I think the technology that underpins NFTs is amazing and will in the future come to be very valuable for real world purposes. But at the moment, it's extremely speculative. And the same goes for digital property. I think it's worth being aware that the amount of risk here is pretty extreme. So if you buy a property in London or Liverpool or somewhere else, that property may or may not do well. But people are going to continue to live in that city for the foreseeable future. When you're buying digital property, then it's possible that the game or whatever it's built on top of will just be abandoned, or people will stop using it and go off to something else, and the value will become absolutely zero. So that's a really important difference. With real world property, we'll always have a value. It may not be the value you want, but it'll always have a value. Digital property could very feasibly go to zero. However, the flip side of that is that, of course, because there is so much more risk, there is so much more potential reward. And the value of your property in Liverpool or whatever is not going to increase by 100 times in a year. However good Liverpool is, however much of a boom we're in, not going to happen. Your digital property might do. So personally, for me, it's far too early. But anyone who is both brave enough to get in at this stage and informed enough to make some smart bets will end up doing extremely well. What I do think is interesting about digital property from what I've seen, and there's actually like a metaverse version of Rightmove, which I can't remember the name of right now, but it actually shows you the land prices in various games and things like that, is that it follows the pattern of real world property exactly. So even though you could have any number of digital worlds and you could just kind of copy it and paste it and have the same again, within any single world, location is everything. So it's the areas in the center or the areas that are closest to the ones that the characters spawn in or whatever that have the most value. And then as prices increase there, it sort of ripples out. So I think it's actually very interesting, and you could both use that to inform your knowledge about real world property and also use your knowledge of real world property to do better than somebody who's uninformed about that when you are getting into digital property. But personally, for this year at least, I'm going to be keeping my properties very much physical, and I imagine Rob, you are as well.
Yes, very much so. Sounds all very exciting, but I'm far too boring for all of that, so I will give it a miss. But what you shouldn't miss is next week's episode. So I'm sure you're subscribed already, but if you're not, do that now. Get yourself subscribed and make sure you join us on Thursday for the Property Podcast, for the main event, because we'll be back then. So until then, take care, have fun, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.